The digital revolution that IBM helped start is now a force even in some of the most politically isolated parts of the world. In Iran, the internet is a growing medium for uncensored information and discussion. One of the country's first internet service providers says national usage has gone from 3 million users a year ago to 7 million today. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Tehran on the use of the web and the government's attempts to control it.
The Islamic Republic of Iran is online. According to a top internet service provider here, roughly 10% of the population is using the internet. In the Iranian capital, most of these people dial up from home using cheap internet phone cards. But some also come to internet cafes like this one, which the locals call coffee nets. Here, a gray-haired man who says he works for the Iranian government is logged on to Yahoo Messenger, where he's communicating with a contact in Israel, a country Iran's government refuses to recognize.
He's got some medical information from his friends abroad. He's got a handicapped child, and this way he has found some cure for his child.
At the next terminal over, a teenage girl surfs Orkut.com, a site where many Iranians meet and chat and post sultry pin-up photos of themselves. Some of the men are shirtless, and the women rarely wear the headscarves that are mandatory under Iranian law. Mehdi, the coffee net's manager, says the internet has revolutionized dating for young people living in a society where relations between the sexes are strictly controlled.
Because people in Iran, they cannot go easily out for finding friends, or there is no place to gather, and to, for example, there is no bars, there is no disco. So people want to make connections, so they use internet for finding friends, new friends, girlfriends, boyfriends, such things.
But the internet is also being used at Iran's religious seminaries. Turbaned mullahs roar on motorcycles through the streets of the holy city of Qom. Here at the Ahlul Bayt Global Information Center, programmers and clerics are hard at work putting together religious websites. One of the sites designed here is Sistani.org, a website sponsored by the most senior Shiite scholar in neighboring Iraq. It runs off servers in New York and Los Angeles. A manager named Mohammadi says the website receives at least 300 emailed questions about religion every day.
These are religious questions asked by email from Ayatollah Sistani's website. And they receive here and send them to the Ayatollah Sistani's office in Qom. They answer, if translation is necessary, we will do that and email it back to the questioner.
Iranian analyst Karim Sajidpour says the internet here is no longer just a luxury for the upper classes.
In fact, it's become a middle class luxury as well. A lot of people signing up online, even if you go to South Tehran and poor areas of the country, poor areas of the city, you see newspaper stands selling internet cards, things like that.
Mehdi, the coffee net manager in Tehran, says many customers also use the internet as an alternative to the heavily censored Iranian media.
Because they think that they cannot get the real news they want from the Iranian magazines, Iranian TV. So they want to look for, get information from other countries, for example, from Europe, from USA, from other countries.
To combat this and what the government considers other online vices, the authorities have imposed complex filters which block users from accessing a number of news and pornographic sites. Joe Stork of Human Rights Watch says Tehran also recently cracked down and began arresting the authors of weblogs that criticize the regime.
Now the government, the conservative authorities in the judiciary in particular, are going after websites, web bloggers, and so forth, trying to eliminate so that last remaining means of independent media commentary. We've seen about 20 of them picked up just in the last couple of weeks.
But computer industry experts and government officials agree the authorities will never be able to truly control the internet in Iran. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tehran.